Yo, what's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Five Mics. Husband, father, educator, writer, MC. The microphone gives me wings. And this is the Idea of Manhood podcast. Coming to you clearly, I'm sitting outside. It sounds as if I'm in a jungle of some sort. There's just mad birds, crows, and all sorts of stuff buzzing around me right now. But it feels so good to be outside. Thanks for coming in, tuning in to another episode. You know, I am feeling really good, as I might have shared already, but I'll be defending my dissertation next Friday, March 22nd. And I haven't really shared much about my doctoral journey here on my podcast yet. It's coming. I'm going to do maybe a 3 or 4 part series about that. But I am definitely in doctoral mode. I'm in defense mode. And it's time. My research is centering Black fathers and the voice of Black fathers. So kind of in that mode, in that space of really dissecting and looking introspectively into fatherhood and being a Black dad and what that means in the current context and in old contexts too, right? So, you know, my kids are getting older. You know, my son is off to college in a few months. My daughter's 11. And, you know, I can't help but notice how much time and effort and energy go into parenting older kids. You know, we know all about, you know, what we see the narrative on social media and on TV is about the hustle and bustle of having young children, right? Taking them to practice, dropping them off at school, pickup, drop off, diapers, you know, all those things that parents have experienced. We know that really well. And there's a lot of public dialogue and narrative about that stage of parenting and about that stage of being, you know, a child. We know babies and, you know, toddlers and young children, we know a lot about that. And even from a developmental standpoint, on the flip side, there's not a lot about, you know, there's not a lot out there about parenting teenage boys, teenage girls, you know, dealing with the complexities of, you know, I think, you know, there are TV shows about it. There's, you know, funny things here and there, but there are so few narratives about the realities and the challenges and how much energy it takes to parent teenagers. So we'll talk about the parenting piece later at some point in time, but I'm really talking about what I've been thinking a lot about is the energy and the time in which it takes to do it well, and the things that I don't have time for, and right, all of that is and in conjunction with my role and my identity as a son and having two parents that are still alive and still healthy, and what their expectations of me are in this phase of my life, right? It's something that I've never really been a, you know, call home type of kid. You know, I've kind of been on my own for a really long time, not as a badge of honor, but just I've managed and dealt on my own since I left home. Since I left to go away to college, I never really went back home. I didn't have a home to go back to. And it's not even a sob story. It was kind of lit. I liked it. I enjoyed that. But as a result of that, I wouldn't say the relationship with my, you know, the relationship with my mom, I think, is strong. The relationship with my dad is complicated because, you know, he wasn't in my life in the same way my mom was and re-entered my life at some point, but didn't really, we'll talk about that later. But you know what I'm saying? I find myself living and dealing with and moving with a lot of shame and guilt when it comes to what my role is as a son to my parents. And I guess inherently in the job of being a parent, as your kids get, I guess in general, parents are really selfish, right? Do you understand what I'm saying? Parents, and I'm putting myself into this, you know, I'm a parent, right? And I feel, what the? Yo, I'm telling you, y'all, there's some bugs dive bombing right now on my patio. Anyway, sorry. I'm glad I'm not filming because the way I just jumped up. Anyway, you know, I am aware that, you know, you put so much time and effort and energy into our children, right? And we center our entire lives around our kids, for better or for worse, right? Like, I don't even agree that we should, but that's what we do, right? I think our energy should be towards centering our partners and centering the person that you love, the adult that you love in your life, and you center them, and it's supposed to trickle down to the kids, and the kids will, of course, get that, because ultimately, like I've been saying to my wife and to my kids and anybody that will listen, we are raising our kids to leave us. So many marriages, you know, and relationships go wrong, because after the kids leave, then you're like, oh wait, who am I now without them here? Who are you now without them here, right? So anyway, I return back to the fact that, you know, a lot of times parents are a little selfish, and they expect and require that their children, you know, there's like an expectation of like honoring them in a way, rightfully so or not, right? Like deservingly or not, right? Like parents expect that as children, we're supposed to center them. So then, you know, you see signs of that as kids are growing up, right? And then when you get older, what I'm feeling now is this shame or guilt, maybe it's just guilt more so, that I don't center my parents. So what does that mean? That doesn't mean I love them any less. That doesn't mean that I don't care for them, that they're not like my world, nor that I don't appreciate them. All those things are true, but like my priority as a father, as a man, is to my family, to my like nuclear, the people that live in my home that we are raising to leave us. And what I haven't really mastered and figured out yet is how to do that job really well of raising the kids and, you know, being there for them, being emotionally there for them, physically there for them, buying them stuff, taking them places, you know, helping with their, you know, mental health challenges with their sports. You know, I haven't mastered how to do that well, take care of my wife and make sure her needs are met, manage my career and my academic pursuits, and be quote unquote what I think a good son is. You know, I don't know how to do that. And if there was an energy meter on, you know, how much energy each took, like I would say it's like right now I'm maxed out at the folks in my home. And so I'm just really challenged with, how do I maintain that relationship with my parents? Not even maintain it, but like at the very basic level, like how do I find time to like call my mom? I know it sounds horrible, and that's the guilt I sit with, but it's like, okay, I have 5 minutes here between this and that. I need to call my mom, and it's like, oh, I gotta do this, or oh, she's gonna talk to me about that. I don't feel like, oh, I'll call her mom. Right? You know, and I sit with that guilt. I sit with that pressure. I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I'm like, damn, I just don't feel like talking right now. I don't feel like stopping everything and, you know, sitting down, you know, even if it's 10 minutes, I know it's horrible. And I know, here's what I know is going to happen. I know it's going to be all the, you know, all the judgy, look down on me people that are like, oh, you should be lucky that you're, you know, it's going to be the people that are like, oh, I call my mom all the time. You just got to make time. You just got to do it. There's one crowd. There's going to be the other crowd. It's like, oh, I lost my mom. And if I only had one more day, I would do that. You should just, you know, forget everything else. You're so lucky and blessed to have your mom there. And I'm like, all of these things I know, like cognitively I know, of course, right? And when it's time for my mom to leave the earth, like, of course, I'm gonna be gutted and I'm gonna be sad and I'm going to be, you know, I hope, here's what I hope doesn't happen. I hope I'm not sitting here like, oh man, if I only did da 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 da. I don't want to live in any place where there's an if only. Like, the way I justify it to myself is like, we do what we can, when we can, and the people that really love us will understand. And they will meet you halfway. Or they might not even be able to meet you halfway. They might have to come all the way to you. They might have to meet you 3/4 of the way. You might just have to stick your head out the window and they're there, right? Now, I know, like, we always take advantage of the things that, you know, we take advantage of the things that are here, right? That's a human nature quality. And so I know my mom is here and I should be calling her every day. But here's what I don't need. I don't need a constant reminder or the guilt factory or the, you know, the finger wavers to be like, well, you know, you should, da, 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 da. You know, you should take care of your, you know, since you're gonna regret that when she's gone. And I'm like, yeah, I don't, yeah, you're right. So is that the reason why I'm calling? Is that the reason I'm gonna call my mom? Like, hey mom, what's up? I just wanted to call you since you're still here on the earth. I can hear your voice. You know, like that's just not how I've operated. Like, that's not me. Like, I don't, that seems inauthentic to me. That seems fake to me. You know, it's, you know, I also recognize that I have to do better. I have to, you know, I should call more, not out of a desperation, like, oh, I only have a few more years. No, that's not it. It's just because, you know, because it's the right thing to do, because it's the, you know, and I hope that my parents have, you know, some understanding of what I'm going through and the time and the energy that I need to take care of my family here. And this is also making me think that so it's like three lessons here. It's, you know, what I hope my parents are thinking, what I hope my kids and my family is thinking, and then like what I have to think about is when my kids are older, that I'll be able to turn off that parental, I don't know, that parental light bulb that makes you think that your kids have to come to you. I hope that, you know, if I don't hear from my son for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, I don't hear from my daughter after I leave the house, but dang, my daughter didn't even call me. They must not care about me. Or, oh, I'm not going to go on Facebook and be like, oh, just make sure you cherish every moment because, you know, we're only here for... No, I'm just going to call you. I'll just be like, yo, you're on my mind. Hope everything's good. You want to talk? Can I come over? Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? And not putting so much of the ownership of this relationship on the children, regardless of how old they are, whether they're 11 or whether they're 50-11. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, right, we're the parents, they're the children. And there's aspects of our relationship that will never change, right? Like, you could be 70 and you're still somebody's son. So you still do have to show the respect and so on and so forth. And also, sometimes as parents, we have to recognize that our children need us in different ways. They need us to step in. Well, maybe, you know, maybe they should be stepping in, but sometimes we have to step in. So that's what I'm sitting with today. And it's the, I don't know. I mean, I'm sharing this narrative with you all, but I've never had a conversation with anyone, especially a man, especially a black man, about like this complexity of being a son to aging parents, or to parents, whether they're aging, and they're being a son, and what that entails being a father, and what that entails being a husband, and what that entails, and what, how do you manage all three? Like, we are not an unyielding well of energy or of love or time or whatever. So like, understand that those are resources that have to be refilled and refueled. How do you do all of those things well without anybody feeling left out, without, you know, you feeling the guilt of leaving someone else out? So that's what I pose that question to y'all, and I'd love to hear, you know, your thoughts and how you've dealt with, you know, maintaining the relationships with your parents, and then also, you know, how you've dealt with the internal dialogue of not meeting the expectations of what your parents, you know, want, what they need from you. So yeah, love to hear from you. This is the Idea Manhood Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.